Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
I saw a red-headed woodpecker flitting around the crown of a large oak tree recently. They were a common sight of my childhood, but I seldom see them anymore. And seeing that woodpecker immediately whisked me back in time. Red-headed woodpeckers are good at hide-and-seek, but it seems they're always hiding and we humans are relegated to the seeking. As a kid, I can vividly remember seeing them at my grandma's farmstead. They may have been on a utility pole or perhaps an old cottonwood or elm. I could admire them from a distance, their bright red head and black and white body. But if I approached them, inevitably a game of hide-and-seek would commence. It seemed that they would always move around the backside of the tree or pole as I approached. When I would move to get a better look to the side, all I would see is a bit of the head along with the eye, and it would again be out of sight. No matter which way I would move to get a better look, the result was the same. This game would go on for quite a while, and would inevitably end with the woodpecker flying away. That happened again the other day. House wrens elicit a similar response for me. Most everyone around my hometown had at least one wren house on a post at the end of the clothesline. The wrens brightened our days with their song and activity, and when we mowed the lawn and came a little too close to the wrens, they would give us a good scolding. So when I hear a house wren, my mind wanders back to backyard clotheslines with clothes drying in the breeze and maybe even a clothespin bag hanging on the line. I couldn't help but think about wild things that we adults see or hear that takes us back to our youth. Do you have an example or two? I suspect that many among us have at least one plant or animal that makes us wax nostalgia for the good old days of our youth. I hope the younger generation has some experience with nature that enables them to feel something similar about the natural world as they grow older, that they feel some kind of connection to nature. Maybe us elders can help ensure those connections will continue. If you have a plant or animal that takes you back to your youth, we would love to hear about it. Just go to Prairie Public's Facebook page and post your story. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.